shit. Real dumb shit. Real dumb shit.
Your boy, Shant, and your boy, Renetti.
What's going on? Catch us on Wild and Mofo, Real Dumb Shit, and Redacted Shunt for the Twitter, on YouTube, and on Facebook is Official Wild On, Instagram is Wild On Official, and Mixcloud is Wild On RDS for all that dumb shit.
What's going on? I am the one that they call Shunt, and he is the one that is called
Redacted.
And we are back once again with the Real Dumb Shit. In regards to our duo that I'm going to do today, I'm going to say the pillow and duvet of podcasting are back.
Nah.
Why? They don't
it's
go
too
together.
Comfy. It's too comfy.
Too comfy.
Yeah.
So what, we're going for more non-ergonomic furnitures?
I mean, it should go without saying, really.
Right, so what about the... What's the point of saying? The blanket and pyjamas of podcasting are back. Because you're snug.
Still too comfy.
Still too comfy.
Yeah.
The chair and table of podcasting are back. That should be the stool.
Only if it's a park bench.
So the park bench
or a stool works.
Park bench or stool. Okay, so the park bench and stool of podcasting are back.
Yeah.
We're okay. That's the right level of comfort. Yeah.
Practical
in its use.
Yeah.
Everybody sat down, grounded. It's not wobbly. It's not a wobbly stool. Mm. It's not a wobbly bench.
Yeah, I mean, it's still a bit too supportive, but...
Yeah, but, you know, we're solid guys, so we can't really, go there, I guess.
I mean, I'd describe you as unstable, but...
Me? Unstable? Yeah. How am I unstable?
Because you're always flipping out.
I'm not flipping out all the time. You're the one that's flipping out. Nah. If anything, it should be... Redacted, aka unstable.
Nah, that's not me.
It is, bro.
Me.
All right, cool.
I'm the chill one.
You're the chill one, always, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So no X-Men comments for you then. See? You don't have to say it, you can feel it in the air. Because there's a new trailer for X-Men Dark Phoenix. And
is
I've
there?
Been avoiding it. I've been
another
avoiding
one.
It. There's another one, sir. And talks of Genosha. And talks of Magneto in Genosha. See, it's all ticking the boxes, sir. But I'm not going to go there. Instead, I'm just going to do the rundown and we're going to do that.
Fuck that film, man.
That's terrible. It's terrible. So, yeah.
Fuck that film.
So, in regards to the trailers, we're going to go with the Professor. You also got Cobra Kai and Mandalorian First Look, as well as the Lion King trailer and Valentine Dark Avenger. In regards to movie news, we've got a little bit of news on... Oh, yeah, and obviously Star Wars Rise of Skywalker. In regards to movie and TV news, One Punch Man Season 2 Episode 1 has just been released. And it's also going to be mentioned in our replaceables, because a lot of people in the know will let you know that a new studio took over. And basically, we're just going to do a sort of comparison of what the first season was and what the second season will be. And then you've also got... Disney's plans, i.e. Monster Inc., Hawkeye, as well as their plans for Aliens, Planet of the Apes, and Kingsman on their Disney Plus service. You also got news of, we're going to be discussing news of Grease prequel, the fact that Birds of Prey is actually wrapped, John Cho being Cowboy Bebop, the Detective Pikachu castings and shenanigans that Sony are doing, as well as dumb shit in regards to the Notre Dame blaze, as well as the hellish bombs of the Hellboy remake is suffering, and Barry Humphries, aka Dame Edna, award taken away due to his transphobia.
What?
Yeah, we'll get on to that.
What?
It's mad, right? It's mad.
What?
Exactly. But first things first, the Professor trailer.
Whoa. Slow down. Slow down. I'm just like, 1 minute, yeah, like, my head is just spinning from, like, you've done some research.
No. It's double whammy.
Next minute, you're like, Dame Edna's, like, transphobic. Like, what the fuck is going on?
He,
like, I need to take a breath.
Yeah,
I need
did.
To breathe for a
he
second.
He said some
shit.
Really awful comments.
Shit.
He said the words mutilate and pointless, and you can't say that about the trans community.
Wow. Like, I need to take a minute. That was just...
Yeah, bombs draft.
I feel like I just got kicked in the face.
Yeah.
And the stomach.
See what happens when I do research. This is the reason why I don't do it. It's too violent, bro.
This is why you should do it more often.
Nah, it's violent research, bro. Violent. Violent.
Has to be done. This is why you do it more often.
It's dangerous.
Be prepared, people. Be prepared.
So, the professor.
Yeah.
Life begins at cancer.
Is that the tagline?
That's what I'm giving it.
Fair enough.
Mainly because, you know, it's like... You wouldn't call it a midlife crisis, you call it a sort of like tour de grace or a crescendo life crisis.
Yeah.
Johnny Depp plays a guy who's been diagnosed with a critical form of cancer, and it's his doings and non-doings of him getting said illness and him dealing with said illness.
Mm.
So it's sort of like, how can I put it? It's a barrel of laughs in some senses because he's doing a lot of outlandish shit.
Yeah.
But it's also sort of like a moral sort of wording of live life to the fullest, which I kind of welcome as a film.
Mm-hmm.
I reckon it'll be depressing as shit at the end, though.
Depends where what they roll credits.
Well, this is it. Like, personally, you have to do it before the guy dies.
Maybe.
But then, I suppose if it's like, oh, the impact he had on the people's lives around him.
Mm.
It's good, I guess.
Mm.
What's your thoughts?
I
mean, just on the trailer.
I mean, it looks fine, I guess. Personally, you know, it doesn't really push my excitement buttons.
No buttons pressed.
Not really. I mean, it looks fine.
It wasn't meant to be exciting. It
looks fine. Yeah, fine. Yes, but like, there's films that don't look exciting that just like, yeah, I want to see that.
Yeah, there won't be no car chases.
But this, I mean, you know, it just looks like a standard affair, really. Yeah, like, I just...
The main reason why I'm...
There's more... nothing, there's no... It doesn't have that, how you say, je ne sais quoi.
Je ne sais quoi. Well, for me, I think it's great because it's Johnny Depp getting back to character acting.
That's all he's done for, like, the last 10 years.
In the last 10 years, let's be honest, he's just played two characters.
Yes, they've all been shades of... But this is also shades of... It's character acting.
It's not Jack Sparrow.
It's shades of Johnny Depp. No, it's not.
It's not sad... Well, yeah, well, Edward Scissorhands is sad Depp. That's what we've kind of, like, agreed on.
Not really.
Well,
not really.
It's not. I mean, like, for me,
it's the least Johnny Depp of all the Johnny Depp roles.
This is it.
But this is not the least. This is still somewhere in the Johnny Depp spectrum. Like, you still,
it is, but it's something. It's still Johnny Depp
playing. It's still Johnny Depp playing Johnny Depp. It's just like a toned down from what you usually see.
Yeah, I mean, like, for me, I liked it because, well, the trailer, because I haven't seen the film yet.
He's like this. He's somewhere in between Jack Sparrow and Whitey Bulger.
Yeah. Because it's got serious tones and all that stuff. And you get that immediately, which is unlike Johnny Depp. Like, before, it's like, which character is he going to be playing? But then, yeah. So you've got...
When do you ever think that? It's always Johnny Depp. Mm-hmm. Which character is he playing? The answer's Johnny Depp. Mm. The answer's always Johnny Depp.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. Savvy. But yeah...
You disgust me.
Well, that is my favourite Johnny Depp. My best Johnny Depp is, was it Once Upon a Time in Mexico, Johnny Depp?
I was going to say that.
And what's the other one where he's really... Well, I mean, I do enjoy Sparrow. I mean, I'm not going to lie. But in regards to different Johnny Depp, that Johnny Depp...
Sparrow in the first film.
And what's he in Gilbert Grape, Johnny Depp?
I haven't seen him.
It's good. But yeah, so... Moving swiftly on into the next trailer. So Lion King.
Pointless.
I like it.
Nah,
at the moment.
Fuck that film.
It's better than Dumbo.
Fuck that film. Maybe. Maybe, but like...
It's too soon for me, I mean.
You can't... I don't know, it's too realistic. It's too realistic. You can barely tell the difference between the lions.
Well, this is the thing I was worried about as well, because it needs to give him a grade off Scar from the cartoon, so I know which character I'm looking at.
Yeah, exactly.
That's But yeah, it just looks
They just look too similar. They just look too similar. It's just like, what's the point? What are we doing here?
Just looking at a bunch of CGI lions, really.
Yeah.
Yeah. But then saying that, when you watch the film, it would probably be more apparent.
Maybe.
I don't know.
Maybe. I'm doubting it, but maybe.
Oh, dear. Speaking about maybes, Valentine Dark Avenger. We watched the trailer, or the first trailer, a while back.
Yep.
And this trailer sort of gives you a little bit more insight of the baddies, and or the baddie, the
yep.
bad, and, you know, what she's going up against and what she's about. Kind of reminds me of Kick-Ass.
A little bit.
And in regards to the guise of the lady, it's more like if Hit Girl was sponsored.
Yeah. Maybe.
Because she literally looks like Hit Girl.
And less violent.
And less violent, yeah. And less swearing.
Yep.
Which is already, like, you know, putting a downer on things, isn't it? But yeah, I mean, in regards to the whole concept, you know, women in film, you know, being main characters and all that stuff. I mean, Captain Marvel's taught us anything. It doesn't matter. It's just based on the plot.
Really?
Well, yeah, I mean, really? As much as I like Brie Larson, I don't think she was the main reason. Like, it could have been anybody in that point. It's just because it's Marvel.
Yeah.
It's going to break a billion. You know what I mean? But in saying that, I weren't saying the same stuff about Black Panther. But then Black Panther did seem like more of a movement, I would say. Like, there was a lot more hype on the Black Panther train than there was ever for Captain Marvel.
Yeah, because Wonder Woman sucked it all up. If Wonder Woman hadn't come out, then you'd have seen a lot more of that for Captain Marvel.
But then, did Wonder Woman... I mean, like, for me, people were slating Captain Marvel, saying, oh, it's boring, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And I was thinking, well, it was better than Wonder Woman.
It was better than Wonder Woman.
So much better. So much better.
It was better.
And Wonder Woman gets all the praise, and it's rubbish.
Yeah. It has a better actress than Wonder Woman as well.
That as well. There's expressions.
Yeah.
Multiple expressions.
Yeah, Brie Larson knows how to move her face.
And a cat that scratched out Nick Fury's eye. And, what you know...
Dude, spoilers!
I'm just saying, it's a cat. But yeah, I mean, in regards to that...
Yeah, I don't know. I don't really know what to make of this film. Like, it looks fine, I guess. It's a bit weird.
Well, this is what that intrigued me about it. I wasn't really expecting, you know, Hit Girl's movie to be...
But I kind of feel like this is a bit... This is kind of 5 to 10 years maybe too late.
It is a bit late. I mean, like, but insane.
It's like, not. It's not like I'm getting the same vibe when I saw
more
like,
in the vein Venom, of Super.
The Venom it? Trailer, where it's like this film looks like it should have been made in the '90s,
yeah.
Or it looks like it was made in the '90s. Mm. It just kind of feels like, oh, like a non superhero film.
Mm.
It's kind of like we kind of passed that.
Yeah.
Because we have real superhero films.
Yeah.
Not that you can't go back, but it's just kind of like, is this, I don't know if this is something that we want, or...
Well, I mean, like, for me, I reckon the next phase in this whole superhero thing is literally what is regards to what's happening in One Punch Man.
Mm-hmm.
So One Punch Man, for those that don't know, is an anime, which has been threatened to become a live action multiple times over its, like, short run. And it probably will happen in sometime in Japan. I reckon you'll see a Japanese TV series before you'll see a film. But One Punch Man, Saitama, the hero is a hero just for fun. So he's an apathetic sort of hero whose capabilities are beyond that of every superhero that's around him.
Mm-hmm.
In a world where there's constant threats and impending evil. And he just walks into it and with a very calm and very calculated attitude and walks through every single opponent with one punch, hence the name One Punch Man.
Yep.
Now, season 2...
Yeah, but it's not very compelling for film, is it?
It is. If you watch the TV series, because unfortunately Redacted hasn't watched season 1, if you watch it, it's got the makings of loads of different films. You can do at least 5 films on the first season alone. Which is crazy.
We'll see.
No, seriously, watch it. Well, it's great. So One Punch Man Season 2, the first episode, we basically land after the events of Season 1.
Yep.
And Saitama is now a rank B class superhero.
Yep.
So for those that don't know, you have to go through the ranking system if you're a newbie. Now Saitama, he's got, you know, crazy power. Like crazy power, like ridiculous power. And he aces all of the physical tests, so basically he's off at S class superhero, but he hasn't done the work apparently. Meanwhile everybody else is just like pushed up the thing, like his mate or his student who's studying underneath him, and he calls Saitama Sensei. He was pushed up basically because he's a pretty boy.
Okay.
And he matches the scope of what... So basically, you got all of these bullshit politics going on within this world. And,
yeah.
You know, Saitama is the voice of reason, a.k.a. your eyes within this world. So, the first episode concentrates on a guy called King. King is a guy who is not undeserving of being in there. Actually, he is. Completely undeserving. Because basically he is a monster magnet.
Mm.
So big ass monsters come and chase him specifically. He's just a normal guy. Maybe he's got this thing called the King Engine that everybody keeps on saying.
Yeah.
And he's unaware of it. Or he's just basically a magnet and then the superheroes come in and beat him up. But either, he's a coward. So that being said, Saitama was one of the guys that basically saved him first, which you find out within this episode, not to give out too much information, but it's a good episode. But in regards to sort of like where this is going to sort of like erupt in our sort of like movie world, I reckon after you watch Spawn, which is basically going to revolutionise like the angle of how we watch superhero films, apparently, according to Todd McFarlane.
Okay, obviously.
So these are quotes. These aren't facts. So he's going to concentrate on Twitch, who is ironically Hawkeye.
Yeah.
Hawkeye's going to be playing Twitch, and Jamie Foxx is the anti-hero known as Spawn.
Mm-hmm.
So those that are familiar with the first series, the one that was a HBO animated series. We're kind of sort of like foregoing the conclusion that Spawn, the film, is trash. I'm just going to go with that. It was trash. So you've got the angle of it being a detective story.
Mm-hmm.
And another thing that you sort of rumoured as well is that he's going to be doing all three films differently. So you may well get an action-packed Spawn film, because he has confirmed it's a trilogy that he's planning.
Yeah.
And so the first one.
We've heard that before.
Yeah, but this one's going to be concentrating on Twitch. The second one's going to be concentrating on another protagonist within the Spawn world. It's yet to be confirmed. But I'm thinking it's probably going to be the lady that represents the angels. It's probably going to sort of like uncover all of that stuff.
Angela,
I believe so. I mean, that's my guess anyway. But
they can't.
And then. Well,
they can't use her.
Why?
Because Angela was created by Neil Gaiman. Todd McFarlane and Neil Gaiman aren't friends anymore.
Okay.
And Angela now resides in the Marvel Universe.
Okay. So, Angela might not have...
She's Thor's sister.
Wow. He probably didn't like him, did he?
Yeah, I mean, it's weird because it's like... Image was created on the basis... that all the properties are creator-owned.
Yeah.
But for some reason, Todd McFarlane believed that if you create something in his book, then it's his.
Oh.
So, yeah, he's been a bit of a dick about it.
Well, to be fair, if you are going to be writing a character in...
I mean, yeah, but that's the exact same reason why all of those creators left DC and Marvel is because... They didn't own the shit they created, and he just went over and done the same thing and didn't see like the stupidity in it.
Well, this is it. I mean, like, whatever happens, whether it be... I mean, like, it might may well not be Angelo. It'll probably be the guy with the cross, you know, the other Hellspawn or something like that. The one on the horse, yeah. Whatever. But, yeah, so the idea is that you're going to have three angles on this trilogy. And I'm not sure if the last
one...
It's
not going to be a trilogy.
Well, whatever happens. I mean, Jamie Foxx is signed up, so... We'll just see in it. But, yeah, so you've got that anyway. So... After that one revolutionises the sort of format, then
sure it will.
We'll probably go into a sort
we
of
believe
like,
you, Todd.
Well, this is it. We'll probably like go into the realm of One Punch Man, which is basically a genre tired of itself, looking in on itself, and then finding the funny.
I guess, but you really kind of have stuff like that.
You do and you don't. Not
Deadpool
in the main
film. And yeah, Deadpool.
I mean, Deadpool makes fun of the Foxes.
Shazam,
yeah, I suppose. But I mean, Shazam done it by accident. It wasn't like...
No, it's not really by accident. It's just a film.
No, because when
the characters are very aware of, you know, like superheroes and superhero culture, which.
But in regards to the comic, though, this is what I'm going by. Yeah. You know, because obviously, Captain Marvel and Shazam have got a varied history, as we sort of like discussed before. Mm. But in regards to sort of like just general. Like aesthetics, if that makes sense. Mm. General aesthetics of Shazam or Marvel / whatever. He isn't like that in the comics. I mean, he's goofy, but not in that way.
Mm.
So they basically reinvented the character, which obviously was welcomed because of Deadpool. I don't think it was a case of if Deadpool didn't come out, we probably would have just got a stock standard Shazam, maybe with a couple jokes thrown in, because it does sort of like it bears witness to it, if that makes sense.
I kind of want to disagree,
but you know I'm right.
I kind of want to disagree. Look, maybe
no Deadpool, no Shazam.
Maybe to a certain extent, but just the fact that he is a child in a man's body living in a superhero world, it lends itself to that anyway. Like, you can, without Deadpool, or without Deadpool being a hit, you know, you can easily arrive at that conclusion.
Hmm. This is it. I mean, like, it all depends, though. I mean, like, not to sort of take anything away from Shazam, because Shazam, from what I've been hearing, is really good. Yeah. I'm gonna wait for a home release before I watch it, mainly because I'm bitter. I'm going to do the same with Aquaman as well. They're not getting my box office money. So yeah, next trailer, Star Wars Rise of the Skywalker.
Yeah.
Now, the trailer doesn't say shit.
Well, it's the first trailer.
Yeah, no. But in regards to...
It's not out till December.
What is it? All we know is that it's the end of the saga, and it's going to be... I don't know, I heard Palpatine at the end. It's rumoured. It's either Palpatine or Snoke.
Possibly.
The moment everybody's going Palpatine, because that's what the people want to see. I've heard, like, because obviously recently they've actually confirmed that all of the films are going to be on hiatus. They're only going to have Star Wars on TV.
Yeah.
Star Wars is no longer in the big screen.
Yeah, it's not. It's a short hiatus.
Well, yes, is it? I mean, like,
it's a short hiatus. They still have films in development.
Yeah.
The Benioff and Wise from Game of Thrones are there working on one. Someone else, Ryan Johnson, I think, is working on a trilogy. Those are still in development, so they are coming. They're not going to wait a ton of time. They're just probably going to wait a little bit. I heard
2 years.
I think I heard 2021 or 2022, something like that. So, I mean, yeah, it's a very, very, you know, a short hiatus.
Yeah.
I mean, if this was like 5-10 years ago, you wouldn't even count that as a hiatus.
Yeah.
Because we were waiting like 2-3 years for these films anyway.
I think that was the problem as well. It's like because Star Wars had its own formulaic sort of like setup, which was sort of like 30 years in. Well, it's not even 30 years. It was like 15 years in between.
Yeah.
Each set of trilogies, I guess, give or take. Whatever the math is, there was a long ass time in between, like, New Hope and all that,
yep.
And clones and all that. I'm not going to say, I'm not going to say Phantom, my God. Gonna have to say it. Phantom Menace. Which upset a lot of people.
Yeah.
It's one of those ones where, you know, you're never ever going to get it right. Like, people have got too much of an attachment to the original. Well, I say the original trilogy is technically 4, 5, and 6.
It's still the original trilogy.
What is that I'm saying? But, like, they've got too much of an attachment to that. The main reason why they didn't do Phantom Menace first is because the technology, this is what George Lucas said, wasn't there.
I'm sure his story has changed a couple of times.
Yeah, it has. And then he sold the company, so he doesn't care anymore.
Yeah. I wouldn't say he doesn't care, but yeah.
Well, the good news about Rise of Skywalker is that he was actually consulted.
Really?
Yeah. Really? Abraham's basically sat down with Lucas and says, listen, we need to obviously communicate. It's your baby. You've got a couple of ideas. How do you want to end it? How would you go about it? Or he might have said, I'm doing this, is this okay?
Maybe.
Probably. But yeah, I mean, like, in regards to the actual trailer, you know, you don't really see much.
It's fine.
You see a jumping at or in a TIE fighter mid-flight. I don't know what that is. You see a couple shoulder barges from Kylo Ren, with the T-stick, as I like to call it.
Okay.
And it all depends on what you want from a film, really. I mean, you're gonna have drama, tick. You're gonna have action, tick. Droids, maybe not. Because I didn't see any. You might have like the 8.
Of course, there's gonna be droids.
I mean, C-3PO wasn't he like destroyed?
Kind of droids.
Didn't get destroyed in like the last one.
No.
Or R2-D2.
Also no.
Yeah, so we might have droids.
No, they're definitely going to be droids.
Yeah, definitely. But none of them were shown in the trailer.
Because it's a given. That's why.
Okay,
don't need to see droids. They don't need to see droids in the trailer. They're not going to be doing anything super interesting.
Well, you never know.
Yeah, I know.
But yeah, I mean, like, while we're in the subject of Disney, and before we jump into Cobra Kai anyway, might as well talk about The Mandalorian.
Yeah, go on.
The Mandalorian, set 5 years after Return of the Jedi.
Yep.
Features the guy that played Viper in Game of Thrones.
Yes.
Features another person, which I cannot remember off the top of my head, but basically it's meant to be an all-star cast. This guy played the Mandalorian 5 years after. It's meant to be set when bounties and sort of like problems are around what used to be the Empire.
Yep.
Because obviously it's different when you have a country get taken over or a planet just get taken over. It's completely different when you have old galaxies to worry about.
Yep.
It's going to still be pockets of, like, you know, rebel forces. And, you know, I mean, assuming that they haven't got the internet and, you know, texting, because it is in a galaxy far, far away, a long, long time ago. Although they do have laser swords.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I mean, we still haven't got laser swords, but we do have text messages.
That's because they hate, like, the porn industry hasn't worked out how they want to use it in porn. That's why.
What do you mean?
Because porn is always at the forefront of new technology.
No, only in communications.
Nah.
Not in weaponry. Pretty sure there's probably a laser sword. It's just that it's not as effective as bombing.
I was thinking about it the other day. It's like, we're not gonna get flying cars until they start using it in porn.
So, what you're saying, to the Future parody.
Maybe. There's probably one already.
I doubt it.
There's probably like 10 already.
I haven't typed it in. I I know there's like porn with elements of time travel, which, you know, is something to get excited about if your theory is correct.
There's probably one already.
But it's just the dialogue. Dialogue's rubbish. Dialogue is rubbish. So yeah, in regards to stuffs, replaceables, as it were, is going to be centered around both the Karate Kid and One Punch Man.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Who got replaced in Karate Kid?
Danielson.
No, he didn't.
Yeah, he did.
No, he didn't.
He did.
It's a different character.
Jaden Smith.
It's a different character. That's a reboot.
It's not a reboot.
Yes, it is.
It's not.
Yes, it is.
Completely different. Mr. Miyagi. Jackie Chan.
Yeah, reboot. Yes.
So, yeah. So, that was one of the rules about the replaceables. We're not really allowed to include reboots, mainly because of redacted sort of like fine line.
No, because it's not someone getting replaced. It's just a reboot.
Okay, then in that sense, the original cast in Cobra Kai.
What original cast? They're in it.
That's what I'm saying. They're in it, but now the sensei has been replaced by the original sensei, which is technically a replaceable, even though it's not a replaceable.
No, but it's not a replaceable.
Yeah, because he's like the guy with the blonde hair took over Cobra Kai, made it successful again, and then the old sensei came back and replaced him.
He didn't replace him.
He's still there, but he's out of. He's not number. He's not head honcho. He's not sensei.
That's not replaceable.
He is.
No, he isn't.
Yeah, he got replaced.
No, because the character's still in it. Not only did the character not be get replaced, he's still in the show.
Okay, fair enough. There's the path of redemption, etc., etc., etc. Although the trailer does look rather exciting.
Yeah, it looks good.
Danielson fighting my man again.
Yep.
It's like, oh, I mean, we had little glimpses of it. But now it looks like we're fully grown and we're about to do this. I don't know. I mean, in regards to anticipation for season two, I'm pretty amped. I mean, like, it's a lot. It's a good time for, you know, YouTube Premium or whatever the bloody hell they want to call themselves now.
I don't think they have it anymore.
They do.
You sure?
Yeah. Research.
What are they shut down?
They shut it down as a sort of like necessity in order to watch these programs, but premium allows for HD content and purchasing of said videos, which are then available to people who have YouTube accounts to watch said video. In theory, but then that may all change.
I think I might have been thinking of YouTube Red.
Yeah, that was YouTube Red. YouTube Red has now been replaced with YouTube Premium. Yeah.
See, look, there's a replaceable. Boom.
What, YouTube Red and YouTube Premium?
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go. Maybe that was the plan.
No, it wasn't.
It wasn't.
You wish.
But YouTube Red, obviously, has then been sort of like assimilated into YouTube Premium. Offers a similar sort of thing to Spotify. You have a free version, which you can sort of like use willy-nilly. Then you've got the premium version, which is ad-free. Or advertiseless. Which is where it kind of gets weird. Because it's advertiseless, but it also has exclusive content to those that want to watch it.
What?
So basically, if you're a YouTuber,
yep.
It falls into a sort of weird area. So if you're a partner, blah, 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 you earn all your money from payment, ad, whatever.
Yep.
The ads. If somebody is purchasing a YouTube premium content,
yep.
And then they are viewing your channel, you don't get those hits for those ads because the person isn't watching any ads.
Yeah.
So, what's up with that?
Well, I assume, and I'm pretty sure you're meant to get some of that sweet premium money.
Sweet premium monies.
Yeah.
Okay, because we've got a YouTube channel. No sweet premium money, isn't
that? That's because no one's buying YouTube Premium and watching our content.
Okay, that might have to change. Might have to change a little bit. I'm going to have a word with our lawyers.
Yeah. Speaking of lawyers, they always have nice watches.
Not all of them.
Most of them. I like watches. Mm-hmm. I think I need a new one.
Is it?
Yeah. I need a place where I can purchase sent new watches.
Is it?
Yep.
What is that motion?
What is that motion? I don't know. I mean, I don't like going out to the shops.
So I
want something where I can just go on the internet, tippy tap, 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 order myself a watch, boom, next day, up to 2 days later, whatever, arrives at
I'm
the door.
Sure, I'm pretty sure the internet has that.
Yeah, but which one?
Yes.
Which internet will I be purchasing my watch from?
Well, it depends, because, like, you know, you've got coffee as well. I like coffee.
Coffee?
Yeah, but a lot of these podcasters, all they do is talk about how, like, you know, tube guys fed up with, like, the taste of the standard coffee.
Yeah.
Went and got, you know...
Coffee.
Went and made their own coffee, sort of thing.
Cutting out the middleman. Yes.
And giving it to the customer at the low, low cost of a producer.
Correct. I hear all of those things.
And then, you know, you've got, like, you know, people that need to shave as well.
Yeah, I like shaving.
Yeah.
But, occasionally. The bits that's not bearded.
Exactly. And then, yeah. It's a disgrace, that's what I'm saying.
It is a disgrace.
It's a disgrace.
Where's the internet with my stuff?
Well, the internet is no longer got stuff. It's only got stuff for people that are nearby that stuff. So, in order for us to make a lot of money, which is as horrible as it sounds, we're going to have to attract more of a UK base. Which is ironic, because all of our, you know, people that are viewing us at the moment...
Yeah.
Well, the majority, not to say that the UK aren't, because, like, you know, you've got Gasworks and other ones like that. Not that I'm shouting them out, I'm just, like, you know, listening to examples.
Sounds like you are, but yeah, go on.
Don't worry, I'll reverse that bit. That bit will be reversed. but yeah, you've got, like, other video podcasts and all that stuff, and audio. So, you know, we haven't got the visual representation, so.
I feel like that's necessary.
I think it is.
I don't feel like it is.
I people want to see your face redacted.
People can't see my face because it's redacted.
Well, we'll just have a spot that goes over your face when we live stream.
I don't think it's necessary.
I think it is.
I don't think it is.
It is.
I don't think it is.
Mainly because, one, it's better. Two, it makes sense.
It's not better. And two, it doesn't make sense.
It is.
No.
Everybody wants to see two people awkwardly staring around at cameras that are pointed at them.
Like, how am I supposed to be taken seriously as a rock artist when people know me from the initiate?
Wait. Rock artist? What do you mean? Oh. This is new. You haven't said rock. What?
Yeah, I'm starting a rock band.
Oh, God. I feel like we're going vastly off topic and I've got a lot of stuff to go into. What's the name of this band, sir?
Names are still under consideration.
Still under consideration, that's the name of the band?
That's one of the names under consideration.
Okay, so still under consideration, which is still under consideration.
Yep, correct.
God, I want to hit you in the mouth. Carry on. What else?
What else what?
What sort of music? Is it covers?
Is it covers? Yeah, I don't know, like maybe some parody covers.
Parody covers?
Yeah.
Explain.
Well, you know what a parody is.
Yeah.
And you know what a cover is. So just like a parody rock version of that.
That parody is a cover, but it's a parody. You don't have to list it as a parody cover.
That's a fair point.
No, it's exactly the point.
That's a fair point.
You're just being, you're being contrarian. Anyway, so, Animal...
Update's coming soon.
Oh, God. Dear God. So yeah, Aliens, Planet of the Apes, and Kingsman promise for the future. Let's discuss this shit. Actually, no. We're still on Mandalorian, aren't we? So, yeah, Mandalorian.
Yep.
Is going to be awesome by the looks of things.
Yeah.
I still haven't got any details on the Disney Plus service in the UK.
No.
Which makes no sense.
No.
We should have known something by now.
Maybe, but...
I reckon it's just going to be on Sky, and Sky are just going to do it. We got the Disney Channel. Maybe. I reckon that's how it's going to be. It's going to be like an add-on.
They're going to shut down the Disney Channel.
I don't think they will.
They will. They're going to shut it down and be like, look, if you want to watch this Disney Channel shit, you need to come over to Disney Plus.
Disney Plus would be the channel and Disney Plus would be the subscription. Nah. Disney Plus would then enter a sort of like movies on demand sort of service where you can watch it on Disney Plus, which is going to be a TV channel, and then all of those programs are going to be on the service.
But don't listen to me, chat shit.
Anyway, so Monster Inc. and Hawkeye. Hawkeye, I don't know any more about. Apparently, Black Widow is going to be one of these series.
Yeah.
Loki is going to be one of these series. And this series, as it were, is going to be... I'm not sure if it's going to be completely compiled into one series. So it's going to be Marvel's Heroes and Villains or Marvel blah, blah, blah. But...
It's a terrible name.
Yeah, I don't know. But I mean, like, they're probably going to be consolidated into a series of some sort.
I don't think so. I think they're just going to leave them as mini-series with their own titles.
Yeah, let's hope so. I mean, that would make more sense, but it's the internet. You never know. And if you're transferring it into a TV product, complications, nonsense.
What complications?
Well, evil. I mean, like, this is another thing as well. The more I hear about all these things, the less necessary I feel that it's going to be to have, like, shows like Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. and the other
Malone. Well, that's finishing after the not this season coming, but the next one.
Okay.
So that's finishing soon anyway.
And I stopped watching it after half of season two. The reason I watched
season... You stopped watching it before it got good?
Yeah, this is it. I think I stopped watching it when I saw a preview of Ghost Rider.
That was way, way after. Way after.
I watched the preview and I was like, nah, man.
No, but then you must have watched like season 3 and season 4. I think your Ghost Rider was season 5, I believe.
Okay, maybe. Anyway, so yeah, you've got that.
That's how we know you're chatting shit.
Whatever, right? In regards to that sort of like malarkey, anyway, it's getting less necessary to have these shows on TV from Marvel.
Well, we're not going to. We're not going to have them anymore. They're being taken away.
So, yeah, you got that. So, speaking about stuff that's taken away, Aliens, Planet of the Apes, and Kingsman promise for future programming, or future shows, or future
films. I mean, it's not surprising. It's not surprising. These are all things that make money. Just because Fox is gone, it doesn't mean that Disney doesn't want that money.
Oh, definitely. I mean, Aliens don't know how the House of Mouse is going to deal with that. But they also got Predator as well. So, you've got Aliens, yeah. You've got Predator, whatever. Fly by night crapper they got. I mean, Conan, I'm not too sure about. Running Man, they could possibly do a reboot if they sweet talk Stephen King. A lot of the Stephen King properties are actually tied up. It is.
I don't think he owns the rights to it.
He does.
I don't think so. I don't think so. He didn't make the film.
Which one?
Running Man.
I think. Well, Robert Bateman.
No, he wrote the book. He didn't make the film.
Yeah, he didn't make
so the obviously, film. Like he sold the movie rights for the film to get made. But I don't think he's involved on that level.
Maybe I don't know. His contracts are changing all the time. So yeah. Apparently, he gets rights for every film that gets re-released. And his
maybe he'll get like royalties or whatever for it, like a payout of it. But I don't think he can decide whether or not they reboot it. I don't think that decision is...
The one that confuses me is... what is it? That new one that's just come out. The one that's set in the world of Stephen...
Pet Sematary.
No, the one that's set in the world is Stephen King's...
Dark Tower.
Maine. No, the whole county of Maine.
Oh. Castle Rock.
Castle Rock, that's it.
What about it?
Because he was involved in that. But he's not involved in that. And it's not one of his properties. As such.
What do you mean?
Like...
Yeah, but it's based on his world.
Yeah, based on his work and based on his works. But it's not written by Stephen.
What's confusing you?
The thing that's confusing me is how does that work in regards to royalties? Because technically, it's his baby, it's his universe, but it's like... Does he get money? I assume he gets money.
Probably, because this is based on his works still. So, like, there's characters and places that he's created in this TV series. So, I'm pretty sure he'd get something for it.
Mm. Either. Wherever the king lands, as it were.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what this means for TV. Like, because if Disney/Fox
yep.
happens to want to do TV as well as film
yep.
with their properties,
which they do, yep.
What happens to something like Alien? Because Alien is obviously a mature rating.
Yeah. Well, Disney will probably keep a, you know, like a studio title for things like that.
They only got Buena Vista. Buena Vista done freaking Pulp Fiction, for fuck's sake. So.
Well, yeah, it'd be something similar.
Mm. Yeah, just have to get this freaking thing around. So, yeah, so we talked about that, talked about this, talked about that. So. Bird of Prey wraps.
Okay.
I'm confused.
Why?
Because Bird of Prey has rapped, apparently, before The Joker.
The Joker must have rapped. It's coming out this year.
No, but that's what I'm saying. It hasn't rapped
yet. Are you sure?
No, I haven't seen any confirmation of it rapping.
Well, why is that confusing?
Because Bird of Prey is meant to come out the year after. Well, it might be just part of the film.
That doesn't make a difference.
Rapped. I think...
I don't think that makes a difference. I mean, like, The Joker is a more grounded film. So the schedule or the time they need between it wrapping and the release date can be a lot shorter because they don't need a whole load of time for like visual effects. Whereas like Birds of Prey is obviously going to need more time. Possibly reshoots for certain bits and bobs once they've started editing and having a look at what it looks like. So, I mean, yeah, it's fine. I don't think that makes sense. I don't think that that means anything for either film. Yeah.
Fair enough. Fine,
I guess. I mean, I'm pretty sure they started filming it first as well.
What?
Birds of Prey.
No. I think so. Joker, I think, started after.
Yeah, it started after. So it makes sense that Birds
of Prey finished first. No, actually started before.
I don't think so. I believe you're mistaken.
I believe it was when the Alec Baldwin thing came out.
Yeah, that was before they started.
Okay, either. Speaking about castings and ins and outs, have you seen the Detective Pikachu's cast reel or casting catch trailer?
Nope.
It's hilarious.
Really?
Yeah, just going for all the Pikachu and Pokemon and Pokemon.
Yep.
Within the roster of Pokemon, and they're all auditioning for parts as themselves.
Okay.
And obviously they can only say the one word, and you're just seeing like Psyduck, you're seeing what else? You're seeing the Panda Pump, I think it's Pom Pom or something like that. You're seeing the evolved version of them, Eevee, Pharaon, all of that. It's good stuff. But yeah, I mean, anybody that's after a laugh, definitely watch that. On a sideward note, Divan TV or Divan.tv
yeah.
and WWE shows are being nabbed up by Sony Pictures online service.
Say what?
Basically, Divan TV is sort of like an online streaming service.
Yeah.
And the WWE shows that they are grabbing are going to be sort of like spin-off shows, but they're only doing
spin-off of what?
Well, basically. The way that the WWE Network works, God, I said that one take, that's great. Yeah.
Give yourself a round of applause for that shit.
Yeah, that's great. You said.
What, the way the WWE Network works? It's not difficult.
Okay, fair enough. I just wanted to make sure. Yeah, basically, it's worldwide, right?
Yeah.
So, the fact that the Sony are sort of like using their clout to put it on their system means a lot.
What?
Basically, they're getting money for WWE Network shows.
How?
By putting them on broadcast in India. Because of the territory stuffs.
Okay.
But it's only a couple shows. It's not all the shows. It's just a couple.
Yeah.
But yeah, so Sony's starting to do their manifest for their online streaming stuffs. I mean, like, they already have it kind of already with, like, PlayStation Now and PlayStation Store and PlayStation blah, 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 whatever yeah. PlayStation you want to put in front of it.
And they're all terrible.
Yeah, they are terrible. But...
Sponsor us, Sony.
Oh, God. No, sponsor Redacted. You can sponsor Redacted. Well, this is it. It's like...
Your Venom movie sucks.
Bro, you can't say that. That's terrible. Terrible stuff. But yes.
Give me monies.
Speaking of stuff that sucks, yeah. Notre Dame.
I was going to say Morbius.
Oh, God, no, God. I can't be that harsh. Oof. Notre Dame.
Yeah.
Went up in flames.
Yes, I guess.
And this is where the dumb stuff comes into it. Donald Trump tweeted the president of France
yeah.
and said, why don't you just air bomb it with water? I see no helicopters. Why are there no helicopters?
What's he getting involved for?
And the most clinical response came from the thing. Basically, you're just saying because of the structure.
Yeah.
But he explained it to him like as a 12-year-old.
He is. I mean, that's giving him way too much credit, to be fair.
No, it's about eight. It's about eight. It's a strong eight.
Like three.
Nah, not three.
It's like three.
God. Speaking of stuff that's free and yeah. Hella more young than they actually are. Hellboy!
Yep.
The remake is getting its ass
Why is that
kicked?
More younger than it actually is?
Because he's like a teenager and he's trapped in a 7-year-old's body.
Okay.
That's the reference, if you know about Hellboy.
Yeah, fine.
So yeah, Hellboy.
Yep.
Because obviously we've gone from the flames in Notre Dame, which Hellboy 1, blah blah blah. That's the segue. Anyway.
Yeah. It's not as good if you explain it.
Okay. See what I mean? It's great. So yeah, apparently this one's getting the shit kicked out of it, and for no reason apparently, other than the fact that it's a different film.
I mean, there is that. There is that. I did hear there were some. Production problems, which may have or may have not led to the end of the film being a bit of a mess, but I don't know, like I hear the front part is pretty good, it's fine. Haven't seen it yet myself.
As I said before, and I'll say it again, any film with Mila Djokovic in it is doomed for failure.
It's not true. Fifth Element.
That's when Bruce Willis was acting, we don't count that. Bruce Willis carried the whole fucking film.
Resident Evil 1. I am a meat popsicle.
Resident Evil, all of that, you know me already. You can just throw that in the bin, bro.
Yeah, but it was a success. It was a successful film.
It
was a fairly successful franchise,
we
really.
We had a 2-hour
Don't care.
You are chatting
I don't
most
care.
Wet.
Bruv, it was a successful franchise.
It doesn't matter if it's successful.
Just because you didn't like it. I mean, no, that is what matters.
No. I contribute to Capcom's actual success, which is on their games.
And they don't
they
give
made no money from this Resident Evil bullshit.
You know, of course they made money from it.
Yeah, it was trash.
Of course they made money. They made a lot of
fair,
money for
to
it.
To be fair,
it was very lucrative for them.
I enjoyed the first
That's why
one.
It's getting a reboot. That's why it's getting a reboot.
I enjoyed the first one.
That's why it's getting two reboots, because he's getting the film and the TV series. In your face!
I enjoyed the first one.
Yes, exactly. There you go.
The second one.
Successful.
The third one, the
successful.
Fourth one.
Successful.
No.
Successful. All margins of success.
And that was before. That was basically the best computer game film up until I've seen Detective Pikachu.
So it's better than Mortal Kombat?
Yeah. Only because. It has more than one because we saw Annihilation. That's what killed it. So, oh god, and yeah. So on to the one that you wanted to talk about from the beginning.
What's that?
Barry Humphries getting his award from a prestigious Melbourne comedy thing taken away because of his transphobic comments.
Good.
I don't know. Is
Fuck
it good?
That guy.
Is it good? Technically, that guy has done more for the trans community.
Then what's he? You know what? Senility. He's gone senile.
Yeah.
I don't know. Should you take someone's award away because they've gone senile?
It's like if What's my man that done Lily Savage?
Paul...
Leary, is it Leary?
No. Paul...
O'Toole? Gravy.
Paul O'Grady.
Paul O'Grady. It's like, if Paul O'Grady was to say something in a similar... I mean, I suppose it's different because Paul O'Grady, I assume, is gay.
I believe so.
I assume. You may not be. But with Dame Edna Everidge, or Barry Humphries,
yep.
He apparently had a wife.
Doesn't make him not gay.
Doesn't necessarily make him not gay. But in saying that, there's a lot of...
varying degrees of...
But in saying that, there's a lot of gay people that are transphobic.
Doesn't make them right.
Doesn't make them wrong.
Yes, it does.
I'm joking, of course it does. But in regards to...
Trying to get your ass cancelled out here.
Yeah. I mean, to be fair...
It's alright, man. I'll run this show by myself.
Well, this is it. This is it, right? He came from a time... He came from a time where there was, like, what, four people dressing up as women.
Yeah.
There's him, there's a British one. There's obviously, you know, Lily Savage was more of an underground hit at that time. You had Julian Clary, who was technically sexually ambiguous. I don't know, it was a weird time in the 80s. Boy George, you know. So during that time, it wasn't a case of them wanting to be like wanting to be accepted. It's them wanting to express themselves.
Yeah.
In that sense. So he is possibly a different person, or the wrong person to represent said brand of LGBT, whatever. Assuming that he's not gay now. But yeah. I don't know, I mean, like, I watched one episode of Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like, it's fucked with my whole setting.
Why?
Basically, it's to do with the toilets.
Okay.
Now...
It doesn't matter. In the future, all the toilets will just be unisex.
This is what they were saying.
That's one, like, just do it. Just pull the trigger. Two, it's the easiest way to end all this fucking bullshit.
Well, no, it'll just cause more bullshit.
No, it won't.
No.
Everyone goes into the toilet. It doesn't matter. You know, like, there's gonna be pervs, whatever the flavour, yeah? And there's nothing to stop a perv from going into the women's toilets now, apart from eventually being caught. But then, you can say the same thing if it's a unisex. Just make them unisex. I've been in the unisex toilet before. Yes, it's uncomfortable, but... You'll get used to it. Fuck it.
And you have to sit down to piss.
Huh?
You have to sit down to piss.
I don't believe I did have to.
No, I mean, you're gay, you don't. But, yeah. That's the whole entire thing.
What?
So, basically, I digress.
No, you don't, because you just have stalls and urinals.
This episode of...
You just have stalls and urinals like they have in men's toilets now. It'd just be bigger.
This episode.
Yeah. It's sponsored by...
No, it covered all of that.
Jeffy Fresh.
It covered all of that. So, it was basically like... Your toilet looks nicer.
Yeah.
However...
Exactly. We can both have nice toilets.
No, but this is the thing.
Or we can both have shitty looking toilets. Like, whichever way it goes, it's going to go away.
When one of the female characters... So basically, it's the argument that a female character and a gay guy get into an argument.
Yeah.
Because he uses her toilet because he's gay and there's one dudes looking at his junk.
Okay. Doesn't make sense, but yeah.
Nah, it's Always Sunny. It makes complete sense.
No, it does not.
It does. You have to watch Always Sunny. Like, and
I've seen it. Not impressed.
Watch that episode. No, you know what?
Here's the controversial hot take from Redacted for this week. Seen Always Sunny in Philadelphia. Seen many seasons. Not impressed.
Here's something that's not controversial.
This is something.
Hashtag cancel Redacted.
It's something.
Cancel.
Very much that you can just put on in the background and put around the house and do your cleaning up or whatever. You won't miss anything. Nothing.
It's one of the most masterful pieces of comedy to come out of America since the American Office.
Sadly disagree.
I have to disagree with your disagreement.
I know you would, because you're contrarian.
No, I'm not a contrarian. You came into my conversation. You didn't have to finish. speaking about coming into conversations and, you know, not being asked.
Well, you do behind closed doors is your own business.
The mailbag. Gotta hit you in the mouth. You gotta get hit in the mouth on air on a hot mic. Oh god, man, shit I have to deal with. Anyway, the mailbag. The mailbag. I'm gonna put on hiatus.
Why not? Why?
I mean, unless you got a good fucking mailbag question.
Why?
I'm sick and tired, bro. I'm sick and tired of these things. Like, I've got people wanting to do shout-outs. By the way, shout-out to T, blah, 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 etc., etc. You asked me to do it, blah, blah, blah. Shout-out to you. T's a lady.
Okay.
Yeah. She said that she will watch the show. This is my only way of actually realising that she's going to watch the show.
Okay.
And then she'll be like, oh, thanks for shouting me out.
Yeah, she's not going to watch.
Exactly. Or listen.
No, she's not going to listen. She's not going to listen or watch.
This is it. It's all lies.
Yeah.
So it's like stuff that you say to someone to be polite, I think. Which is all good.
No, I mean, she just wants to know that you did it. She doesn't want to actually hear it. She doesn't need to. Well, she just wants to know that you did it.
This is it. It's terrible.
I want to shout out Mr. Jared Leto Joker for life.
This guy, bruv.
I still really hate your name, but... yeah, shout out. What's up, bruv?
What is that? Is that his official handle? Where did you get this one from anyway? Was it like on Twitter or Instagram? What is it?
No, that was an email.
Email?
Yeah.
Have you checked him out on Twitter?
No.
No?
No, I have not.
Yeah, I've not checked him out on Twitter yet.
Not yet.
He's got some wild shit there, bruv.
really?
Well,
shout out to you and your wild shit.
Yeah, so...
Don't holler at me.
So, in regards...
You can leave me alone. Stop harassing me for shout-outs now.
So, in regards to the last mailbag question...
Yep.
Which is basically a question from a Mr. Lipperschwitz again.
Yeah.
Because he's the only one out of all the pile that I recognise by name, and I thought, you know what, I'll just see what you're saying.
What happened to the hiatus?
This is the hiatus. This is the reason why I'm stopped doing it.
Alright, go on.
Okay, last time he asked me about the Beano. Yeah. Now he's asking me a comic book related question.
Okay.
I think... Okay, so he's done the example.
Yep.
So this is what I like, blah, blah, blah. I'm a fan of. But the main reason I'm putting out the hiatus because it's actually a good question.
Okay.
It's just
going to be the judge of that.
And it'll just make us argue. Alright. My favourite TV show is Dungeons and Dragons from the 1980s. Which is your favourite TV show for the 1980s and why? I told him about that and why.
Well, first of all, no damn and why's. That's two questions, bro. Fuck
yeah.
You. Second of all, I don't have a favourite show from the 80s because I wasn't born yet.
No, you did. There's no, like, it's just like whatever. Like, you have to answer it. Like, what's your favourite one from the 80s?
I don't know.
If you're not born from the 80s, which everybody knows you kind of are. The shunt, I'll put it out there. I'm an 80s baby. I'm Frey out there. Proud. Like a flag.
I was born in 1999.
And that's the reason why everyone hates you.
That's the reason why I don't give a fuck.
Prince sung about your age because he knew that nothing else after that was going to be fucking worth it, bruv.
Exactly. Exactly.
Terrible.
Everyone knows.
Terrible. So, what is your favourite show from the 80s?
Animation.
I'm going by animation.
Difficult. I'm very partial to a bit of Dungeons and Dragons.
Me as well. In fact, I believe that would be quite ranked quite highly in my list.
I mean, yeah, it was so high that when it came out on DVD, it was the first thing I went out and bought.
Despite being born in 1999.
Yeah, because you know, pops had tapes, innit?
Me. I'm gonna have to go with. and it breaks my heart if I only have to choose one. Gun to my head, gun to my dick. Thundercats.
Which is, I mean, I liked another controversial hot take from Redacted today. Get two for the price of one, bitches.
Jesus, no.
Yeah, I mean, I liked Thundercats fine, but it wasn't really. You know,
no,
I wasn't,
in retrospect,
I wasn't super into it.
In retrospect, it's garbage.
Nah, even
garbage.
At the time,
compared
even
to
at
the
time,
the new series that they brought out was great.
Yeah,
that was perfect. However, the first one in regards to just the way it's set and all that stuff.
I was more into He-Man than Thundercats.
See, this is the thing. I like, in regards to antagonists, Skeletor all day.
Hell, motherfucking yeah.
Just because he just didn't care.
Yes.
He would roast everyone.
Yes.
However, Prince Adam.
Yes.
Glass.
He's meant to be, though.
He's just shit.
He's meant to be.
He's
shit.
He's
meant to
be.
That's
the point.
That's the point.
He's just shit. Mainly because if you had said ability, why would you go back to being Prince Adam?
Because he still had a life to maintain, isn't it? That's like saying, why does Superman turn into Clark Kent?
Boredom.
But there you go, whatever.
Any
reason. Why is it different?
It's different.
Why is it different?
Because he was raised as Clark Kent.
And he was raised as Prince Adam. It's exactly the same thing.
I don't know. I prefer the nuances, i.e. they were born that way from Thundercats.
Yeah.
I prefer that nuance versus the He-Man. And that's the only reason why I chose Thundercats over He-Man. But in saying that, yeah, a lot of unsung ones like Brave Star, Visionaries, Centurions.
I did like Brave Star. I did like Centurions as well.
And then obviously Transformers.
Yeah.
But technically that was the 70s, so it's like. Actually, was it the 70s? It's 80s, right?
Yes.
I mean, it's 70s in Japan, I think. I'm not too sure. You look pretty fucking dated.
Maybe. Possibly. You know, I'm not an expert on that time period. But
Galaxy Rangers as well.
Galaxy Rangers.
Yeah, that's more of a mature one when you're older.
What was that?
It's what they based the Power Rangers on. You know, the ones where, I mean, if you're a fan of fighting games in Tatsunoko versus Street Fighter, they're the Galaxy Rangers, if that makes sense. So you've got Ken. Julie, I think, or Judy, I can't remember. And then you've got another one, what's the other guy? I don't think his name's Brad. I can't remember his name. Bruce. Bruce. Well, that guy. But they're all like eagles.
Oh, yes. Just lead with that shit. When someone says, what's that? Start off with the eagle shit.
Oh, little birds.
Damn, son.
Actually, they're all birds.
Damn, son. Well, whatever. Now I know what you're talking about.
And
yes.
And then you had Voltron as well.
Yep.
Ulysses, Jason,
and the Wheeled Warriors.
Wheeled Warriors.
They had wheels, not blades.
Yes.
Fighting the plant motherfuckers. Kill the earth! Kill them plant bitches!
See, you can't get away with something like Jason and the Blade Warriors.
Wheeled Warriors.
Wheeled Warriors.
Yes, because they all had wheeled vehicles. Wheeled Warriors.
And then fucking up plants.
Yeah. Fuck them plant motherfuckers.
Mind you, they were kind of harsh.
Carbon dioxide, that bitch.
Yeah, there was actually one that just used to roll around with pesticide on their car, innit?
I think so, probably.
That was pretty harsh, bro.
Probably.
Bionic 6, that's another one.
I don't know what that is.
Bionic 6, ooh. It's like the first multiracial family of cartoons.
Was it?
Yeah.
I don't remember.
Although they did have a mechanical monkey, which I thought was a bit cruel. Why would you put a monkey in a robot?
But theme tunes from that period, very good.
Oh yes, the creme de la creme.
Every cartoon had a banging theme tune.
The 90s, I don't know. I mean, if I had to compare the two, the 90s, early 90s were trash. Mid 90s, you had greatest hits like, you know, Teenage Mutant Hero Turtles.
Yeah.
Which, to this day, I don't know. I think
upset, bruv.
What?
I'm upset.
Why?
So, on my travels. In the recent week, I may or may not have been at work.
Yeah.
We may or may not have been playing a game called Name That Tune. This game consists of two teams, a deck of cards, on each card is three tunes. The easy tunes are worth 1 point. They're nursery rhymes. The medium tunes are pop songs. They're worth 2 points. And the hard tunes are like theme tunes. And they're worth a banging 3 points.
Yes.
So I'm on a team. Mm-hmm. Everything's going all right. You know, we might be down a couple of points, but we can easily make them back. Mm-hmm. Man steps up.
Yep.
Picks up his card. Oh, one bit I forgot is that you play the tune on Little Kazoo.
Oh, so you have to play the tune.
You have to play the tune and your team guesses, yes. Mm-hmm. So, it's my turn. I saunter up to the plate. Confidently pick up the card. Look at my card. Assess my three options. And what do I see as the third option for the 3 points? Teenage Mutant Hero Turtles.
Oh dear.
Oh dear. It's not an oh dear situation.
It should be very clear cut.
It should be very, very, very clear cut.
I can sense the neon tragedy.
It should be very clear cut. So I take the kazoo, put it to my lips, and I bang out the whole song of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Mm-hmm. All of it. Man started off, boom, 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 hit the chorus, banged out the verse, and I'm just looking at blank faces. I'm like, what's going on? What is going on?
To be fair, if you were to hear Teenage Mutant Hero Turtles on a kazoo,
no,
randomly.
No, it's not random. They know what we're playing. They know the game. They're aware of the game that we're playing.
Oh, are they though?
Yes, they do. See, they know it. I'm banging out a theme.
This is the thing, right? As horrible as it sounds,
they know that I've gone for the 3 point option, so it's going to be a theme song. Mm. And that Teenage Mutant Hero Turtles theme is so distinct.
It is. But, as I always say, whenever you're in a team situation, you have to communicate
on their level.
On their level.
Bro, I wanted the points, and I thought it was a slam dunk. I thought I was looking at a slam dunk.
Whatever voice is going on in your
head. I know that now.
This is it.
I know that now, but you know what? Yeah, there's no situation where I would step up and think, you know what? They're not going to know this tune.
It's the
there's nothing. It's the there's nothing. Even if I did that again tomorrow, there's no way I would think they're not going to know this tune.
Nah, you always play the crowd that you're with. You don't play what's in your head, bro. I'm not saying that most of the time you're more intelligent. It's just that people can't read minds. That's it.
You don't need to. It's the fucking theme song to Turtles.
Bruv.
People know that shit by accident.
Yes, people of your age know that shit by accident.
No, not 1999, bruv. Not people of my age.
That's what I'm saying. So they're thinking that it can't be Turtles because, you know, if you're meant to be
young.
This is where your floor is, sir. It's like you're blatantly born.
Bullshit.
Blatantly born in these.
Bullshit. Gave up 3 points to the other team because it got passed over.
Yeah, and they said, yes. And how quick
the other team got it. They got it straight away. They knew what it was. So I don't think it was my mistake. It's my team was shit.
That's what I'm saying. You've got to play a shit team, bro.
Pissed. So, I had a second turn.
Oh, God.
Confidently.
Oh, God, here we go.
Confidently stepped up to the plate. Picked up my card. What did I see as the big bang in 3 points? The Friends theme tune.
It's too many factors. You've got a kazoo.
Yeah.
You've got people that, you know, may or may not watch
the show. My kazoo game was on point.
Yeah, you probably have to bring it in to show the viewers or the listeners.
Funny you should say that.
Why do you have a kazoo? Why?
Because they got given out for the game, and obviously they don't want to spit kazoo back. So yeah, I got to keep it. So
okay.
I just put it in my bag.
Okay, so for the viewers at home...
This shit is loud. I mean, I brought it out, but I wouldn't recommend playing
it. No, just play it out that way. And just do the Turtles theme.
Oh, man.
Really? Okay, bruv. Really? The public needs to know now.
Yeah, but it's... I don't know, like, kazoo's not easy to play.
Okay, fine.
Okay, wait. I have to find the level.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
What's the other bit then? That's the bit I'm waiting for.
See?
Yeah, that would have
been. See?
That
thank you. You would have guessed that shit.
Yeah.
You would have guessed that shit.
That's terrible, bro.
Terrible. It's disgusting.
And I've actually realized that your talent on the kazoo is actually fairly okay.
Yeah, exactly. And that's no warm up. That's no warm up. If I had a warm up, it would have been a bit better.
Musicality. Although
exactly. I wasn't expecting to be put on the spot, even though I just whipped it out. Yeah.
Pause.
For eject.
Yeah, it's good. It's
burn
good.
It.
Mm. It's ruined. But yeah, I mean, like, unless you got a story from the mailbag, we are pretty much done, sir. Record time.
Yeah, let's call it. Let's call it.
Cool. All right, this is Real Dumb Shit.
I've been one back next week.
We'll be back next week. We're probably our 50th episode.
Really?
Nah. I'm gonna put this one out way before then. Cause it's just a better episode. The other ones, so what? You know, you got 4 weeks old information. Actually, you know what? I'm probably gonna do like one of those, you know, Netflix things, and just sort of like put it all out in a cluster. I mean, fuck it. Why not? Because it's just getting ridiculous. So we're just a little bit more current, I guess.
Yes. Oh, the pain.
The pain.
The pain.
No one will know your expert kazoo skills until like 5 weeks later. By that time, you would have moved on and you'd been bitter about life.
I'm still going to be pissed. We lost that game. We lost 6 points because they don't know what the Turtles theme sounds like and the Friends theme. How the fuck do you not know the Friends theme?
We out. Lyle.